now?
Well, I just sit here and I stare out at the rain, drawing deeply on a camel. Drawing deeply on a camel. And occasionally on days like this when I get a little depressed, I can't help thinking about Estelle. Estelle! Why did you brutalize me so? Why? I will never fall in love again to the point where I have this nagging doubt about someone, to where my guts are always in an upheaval. That's how it was with Estelle, you know? I can never completely trust her. I always thought that she was probably up to something. She had that vivacious, mischievous look in her eye at all times, and what used to really bug me, when we were dating on Wednesday nights, her parents went out and they played bridge. And her cousin Herman would always come over and keep her company. I'd say, well, how come Herman gets to come over when your parents ain't there and I can't? And this fella said, well, you my boyfriend. Herman's my cousin. I said, he's your second cousin. She said, well, he's still family. Herman always had that look in his eye, too. I said, yeah, but I'd like to come over here. And she said, no, Mom and Daddy wouldn't let you come over on Wednesday night because they ain't here. I said, yeah, but Herman, she said, but Herman's family. I said, all right, all right. But I never completely trusted her and Herman. I remember one time, it started to get the best of me. Just picturing her and Herman there in that big house by themselves. And her mother and father out playing bridge. Me home with Rosie. So I finally figured I'd just check up on her and Herman. So I tiptoed out of my house, across a couple of backyards, vaulted over a clothesline or two, through the hedges. And I crawled tippy-toeing across the porch, and I listened at the living room window, and my God, I heard her and Herman saying, oh God, it's so good. And Herman said, tangy. I heard Estelle say, oh God, so sweet, so sweet. Then I heard Herman say, I think I'm gonna wipe off my chin. Hang on a second. I turned white as a ghost. I turned white as a ghost. I heard Estelle say, I don't think I could swallow it all. I hate to waste a single drop. I said, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Man, I was off that porch, and I hopped across three hedge bushes. I nearly got wrapped up in a clothesline. I went down to where Estelle's mother and father were playing pinochle, you know? Or whatever it was, bridge. And I knock on the door. I said, excuse me, Mr. Archie Gurnish, you gotta come back with me to your house. It's about Estelle. It's an emergency. Believe me, it's an emergency. You'll be glad I came here. You gotta come with me. He said, but I'm about to Trump. I said, I don't care what you're about to Trump. You're in Trump Towers for all I care. You gotta come with me. You gotta come with me. So I grabbed him by the wrist and we started pounding over bushes. We were leaping over there like we were running the hurdles. Finally, we get to the porch. I said, all right, creep along with me. Now just listen to this. And sure enough, her father got under his ear to the window and he's hearing. He hears Estelle say, I didn't think it would be so massive. You know, that's the thing. And he heard Herman say, I think I'm going to put my nose in it. Well, Estelle's father turned white as a ghost. He looked at me with, like, smoke coming out of his ears. He said, all right, Nino, do your thing. I said, with pleasure, sir. And I got a running start, and I just banged into that door. Imagine my shock and horror as I stood there amid the rubble of the front door in the living room, looking at Estelle and Herman eating ice cream cones.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's the grease man.